Well, on January 25th, the Biden administration announced that it would be sending Abrams tanks to Ukraine, which is an obvious escalation of this war, something that President Biden said would lead to World War III. Apparently, that is out the window. But maybe lost in this whole story is what type of munitions will be used by these Abrams tanks. Remember those depleted uranium munitions that were found in Iraq, which of course maybe led to all sorts of birth defects in Iraq. We're not going to show you the images because they're absolutely horrible, but you can definitely do an internet or a Google search for depleted uranium birth defects Iraq if you want to seek out what those images look like. You'll see what I'm talking about. They're hard to look at. We might be seeing similar scenes playing out in Ukraine before long. Redacted correspondent Dan Cohen has this story. Dan, this is an obvious escalation. What did you find out about these munitions and about these Abrams tanks?
Yeah, Clayton. So when these tank deliveries were announced, the White House was asked in a background press briefing if it would be sending depleted uranium munitions. And the senior official that was on the line demurred and said, quote, "I'm not going to get into the technical specifics. But a look at the federal procurement register shows two contracts for depleted uranium 120 millimeter armor piercing M829A4 munitions. These are made specifically for Abrams tanks. These contracts were first reported by the Bulgarian journalist Diliana Gaitansheva, who frankly is doing better reporting on the U.S. than most of or all of even the mainstream media.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's fantastic and doesn't get the credit she deserves. What's especially notable about this is that these contract tenders were listed in October and December, months before the Biden administration had announced it would be sending these 31 Abrams tanks. So it's kind of suspicious timing here.